worship you for who you are, Jesus. See, standing here in your presence.
Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Who can utter the mighty acts of the Lord? Who can declare all his praise? Blessed are those who keep justice, and he who does righteousness at all times. Remember me, O Lord, with the favor you have toward your people. Oh, visit me with your salvation, that I may see the benefit of your chosen ones, that I may rejoice in the gladness of your nation, that I may glory in your inheritance. We have sinned with our fathers, who have committed iniquity. We have done wickedly. Our fathers in Egypt did not understand your wonders. They did not remember the multitude of your mercies, but rebelled by the sea, the Red Sea. Nevertheless, he saved them for his name's sake, that he might make his mighty power known. He rebuked the Red Sea also, and it dried up. So he led them through the depths as through the wilderness. He saved them from the hand of him who hated them and redeemed them from the hand of the enemy. The waters covered their enemies. There was not one of them left. Then they believed his words. They sang his praise. But they soon forgot his works. They did not wait for his counsel, but lusted exceedingly in the wilderness and tested God in the desert. And he gave them their request, but sent leanness into their soul. When they envied Moses in the camp and Aaron, the saint of the Lord, the earth opened up and swallowed Dathan and covered the faction of Abiram. A fire was kindled in their company. The flame burned up the wicked. they made a calf in Horeb and worshiped the molded image. Thus they changed their glory into the image of an ox that eats grass. They forgot God their Savior, who had done great things in Egypt, wondrous works in the land of Ham, awesome things by the Red Sea. Therefore he said that he would destroy them had not Moses, his chosen one, stood before him in the breach to turn away his wrath, lest he destroy them.
Thank Love this morning, God, that is so big towards us, Lord, so great that we can hardly even wrap our minds around it, Lord. I just pray for more of a glimpse of your love this morning, Father, through this time as we're singing to you, Lord, through your word. Father, we just ask for a greater understanding, Lord, a greater depth with you.
The earth into motion, my soul now.
ourselves to you, Lord. We don't want to be like those how we read in the psalm today, Lord, that leanness was sent to their souls because they didn't pursue you, Lord. We want to be those that are full of you, God, that are full of your spirit, walking in your truth, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord.